Mrs. Blue, Blue car at Paddy.
Blue car at Paddy, I think you weren't showing your blue car at Paddy.
This one at Paddy.
No, don't, Thomas, don't.
Roof or dog?
The roof fell off of the blue one, but not the red one.
The red one.
Let's put some biscuits on Paddy's feet.
Toast biscuits.
I'm pushing it very sad.
Yeah. Hey, nice one.
Hello, Paddy.
Press money.
Press one?
Yes. Oh no, it is. Opened.
You've opened the bonnet. You like those little cars, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, Grandad bought you the little red car, didn't he?
Do a show one.
Yes, he bought it the day that David and Sharon came. David and Sharon and Grandma and Grandad came to see you on Saturday, didn't they?
Bye-bye! Next week!
They didn't bring the car on Saturday though, did they?
Okay. Thanks, Peggy. Dimitra, ouch.
Yes, poor Dimitra came to see him on Friday.
Ouch.
I've forgotten what you did to her, but she said ouch.
Yeah, don't do it.
Thomas, do it. Yes, whatever it was, you did it.
Ouch.
Poor Dimitra, that's not nice, is it?
No, nice.
Not nice.
Hello,
Paddy. Looks like Paddy wants to go outside. I'll just rinse this apple into the tap and then I shall let Purdy out.
Right off. Right off. Drive off.
Drive off?
Oh dear. Whoa, canal.
No, they're not broken, they've just crashed. The red car and the blue car had a crash. The apple ice. Say bye-bye to Paddy because she's going out now.
Bye-bye, Pussy.
Bye-bye, Pussycat. Be good. The garden looks better today, doesn't it? Mm. We were busy in the garden, weren't we, last night, me and you?
Yeah.
We put two new hanging baskets at the front.
Mm.
And some of the plants that we'd had sitting in a pot in the garden at the back, we planted last night, didn't we, at the front, because some of the tubs at the front that had pansies in were looking a bit pathetic now, weren't they?
Well, oops.
Pardon?
Lip.
Are you talking about cutting your nails?
Mm.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, I had some red handle scissors outside and I was cutting back a lot of the dead things last night.
And the lid off,
yes.
Leaves off,
that's right. You were helping, weren't you?
Leaves off.
We were deadheading a lot of flowers.
A red truck. Truck.
A red truck.
Truck, yes.
And I was cutting back a lot of things with the red scissors, wasn't I?
Jobs.
We were doing a lot of jobs, weren't we? And we took all the dead pansies out of the soil and we turned it over with a fork and put fresh soil in and then we planted some plants, but unfortunately the plants we planted aren't going to last many weeks.
In pots.
In pots. You stacked up all the empty pots. Because there were some bedding plants that Grandad gave us a couple of weeks ago, and we had them standing at the back. But they're not going to last many weeks. And we put them at the front, and we put the tortoise outside as well, didn't we? Two hanging baskets and two tubs we did yesterday. Mm. And we dead heavy flowers, and we swept, didn't we, sweep the patio? And we cleaned all the garden furniture, all the chairs, the table. Mummy scrubbed the stone. Mm. We washed the slide and the swing.
Yeah.
We cleaned the dustbin.
Yeah.
And you played in your sandpit.
Green pen. Green one.
The green sandpit, that's right. Who came to see you? Yesterday lunchtime, Liz. Liz came, we all sat outside and had lunch together, didn't we?
Yes, right. Let me talk.
Yes, Liz has a white car, doesn't she? Do you like Liz? In fact, next week, or perhaps the end of this week, we're going to see Liz. Because she lives near a park, doesn't she? And she said, if we go to her house, she'll make some sandwiches and we can go to the park and have lunch in the park. Because she's on holiday at the moment. Liz is used to looking after children because she's a teacher, but she doesn't have them really when they're quite as young as you.
No.
You like playing with that car that Grandad brought you, don't you?
What's that up here? Big high up.
Big high up? You're lifting it high above your head? I don't know whether you can see Purdy outside, Thomas, but she's washing her face.
Which face? What, Felix?
Is she watching Felix through the bottom of the fence? There's a tiny gap, isn't there, where the fence doesn't quite meet the brick wall.
Jump it.
Jump.
Jump.
Yes, Felix and Molly and Tiddles tend to jump on the fence, but Purdy doesn't know. She used to when we first moved here, but I think she's a bit older. But Purdy likes to sit on the patio and stare through that little crack in the fence. And she can see what the other pussycats are doing, can't she? I don't think they realise they're being watched. Oh, she's quite crafty, isn't she? Daddy's gone back to work today, hasn't he?
Lisa, what?
Pardon?
Lisa, what? Oh, Lisa, what?
Hello, Brian.
Brian?
Yes. Mummy looked out of the window and Brian was there. I think Linda's probably gone to work this morning.
Linda
and Norman, yes, Norman the gnome.
It's home now.
It's home now. Purdy's come home. She's here, look.
Hello, pussycat.
I think she probably wants some new food, Thomas, don't you?
Yeah. Chips.
Chips?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we give Purdy chips. I think we'll give her some whiskers for the pig.
Whiskers.
It's called whiskers. It's pussycat food in a tin. It's called whiskers. Has Purdy got whiskers?
Yeah.
We showed you her whiskers, didn't we? Here, on the side of her face.
No. James, what's a cat thing?
It was a funny noise there, wasn't it? I don't know what it was.
James, that's a cat.
A ginger pussycat?
Got a garden thing. Mind the trees.
Mind the trees. I think the pussycats are usually quite careful with the trees, don't you? There you are, Purdy.
Big tummy. Yeah.
Has she got a big tummy?
Yeah, big willy.
Oh, no, Purdy hasn't got a big willy. Purdy's a little girl, and little girls don't have willies, Thomas. Don't knock that apple on the floor.
Willies. Mother, big willy.
No, Mummy doesn't have a big willy. Only little boys.
And the boys.
And men.
No.
Like Daddy.
Yeah.
Do you find that funny?
Yeah. But wait.
I don't think you should go around saying things like that, Tom. That's something private.
And I'm wearing my nose. Putting my nose.
Freddy's got a big nose and Mummy's got a big nose. Well, it's not nice going around telling people they have big noses either.
Tom has big nose.
Well, that's alright. If you're saying you've got a big nose, that's fine. That's up to you. It's not very pleasant if you're telling other people they have big noses and big tummies.
Big willies.
Or big willies. Although some people might like that, but...
Mummies.
Mummy hasn't, no.
Had a big willy.
No, she hasn't.
What's it? Thomas Watch.
Thomas Watch, are you watching Purdy eat her food? She's having her breakfast, isn't she?
Chips.
Chips? No, she's having pussycat food. Cat food. Out of a tin. That's right, yes. Can you see her tongue? She's chewing her food. She's going, You can see her tongue, can't we?
I'm done.
Well done. I think she's had enough now. Do you want to go back outside, Purdy?
No. No.
She doesn't, does she? She's walking away.
Walking away.
Walking away. What do you think she's going to do?
Upstairs.
Go upstairs?
Poo. Poo.
Think she's going to go for a sleep upstairs?
Yeah.
She's sitting in the middle of the floor, washing her face.
I'm going to say it.
Thomas, see it?
No.
There you are, let me move your chair. She's there, look. What's she doing?
Washing her face.
Washing her face.
Wash her feet.
She's using her feet, isn't she, to wash her face. What's a Purdy's feet called?
Paws.
Paws, that's right.
Mummy paws.
No, Mummy hasn't got paws. Mummy has hands. Thomas has hands. We have hands and feet. And Purdy has paws.
Bike paws.
No, the bike hasn't got paws. The bike has pedals and handles. These are the bike handles. Those are the pedals. It has wheels as well. Pardon you. What do you say when you make rude noises?
Good pass.
What do you say?
To pass.
No, what do you say when you make rude noises?
To me.
Excuse me, please. What do you say?
Poo.
What do you say?
Poo.
No, you don't say poo. What do you say?
To me.
Excuse me.
Poo.
Good boy. Excuse me, please. Right, do you think it's time we washed your face and hands and brushed your teeth and got you dressed?
What's been mad?
Oh, and watch bin bags. Well, it is Monday. We can watch bin bags later on, but it'll be this afternoon.
Purdy watch bin bags.
Purdy watch bin bags. Oh, has she jumped into the window?
No. Not pretty much.
She's looking through the window, is she?
Not pretty much. Not pretty much.
Watch bin bags. Well, we've got to put the bin bag out this morning. We've got to get rid of the rubbish, haven't we?
Remind me, Dad, Tommy.
I think what we'll do, Thomas, we'll get you washed and dressed.
I don't, Mummy.
Down. Shall we then go on the bus into Stockport because Mummy needs to do some shopping?
Down.
And then we come back and do some cleaning up.
Down.
All right. Okay.
No apple.
No apple. Okay. You finished with the apple.
Oh dear, we're coming back.
We can't watch the bin bags until this afternoon.
No, Stockport.
Okay, so I'll go to Stockport first. I think we can be fairly soon, can't we? Wash Thomas's hands and face.
Nose.
And your nose, yes. And your nose is all part of your face, isn't it?
Purdy nose to wash.
Yes, Purdy washes her nose, doesn't she, when she washes her face. Is that how Purdy washes?
Outside.
Back outside?
Yes, please.
Oh, you can't go outside yet, can you? You're not dressed.
Outside, please.
I'm not sure what to put you in this morning, Thomas. It's not really summer, but it's certainly not winter yet, is it?
Toothpaste.
Poo. Poo? Yeah. No, Purdy can't brush your teeth.
Pouch.
Oh, no, Thomas. No, don't mess about with it. Come on. Well, Thomas, do it then.
No, big bear.
Come on. What's the matter? Is your mouth sore? What's the matter? Let me know. Does your mouth hurt? Why won't you let me put the toothbrush in your mouth? What's the matter? What's the matter? You've got to have your teeth brushed, haven't you? What's the matter? What's the matter, darling? Break, don't we? Flinging your head back on it like you're going to hit it, aren't you, on the table? Kick a football?
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll get you dressed, Thomas. And then It'll be time for you to watch.
It's a bubble.
Teletubbies.
It's a bubble. Man.
Will you do some jumps while you're watching Teletubbies and then we're going to Stockport on the bus?
I did a bubble first.
You want to kick football first? The football's outside. Oh dear. That's not a football, that's the footstool.
What do? Kick it.
Right. Let's kick it later.
Nice week.
Teletubbies.
No.
Pose on. Teletubbies are on at 20%. Listen. Oh, look. This way. Look. Felix. Felix has come to the door. Hello, Felix. Can you see he's got a blue collar around his neck? A little bell.
Molly.
Yes, he's Molly's brother, isn't he? Yes, he's not eating the chair, he's sniffing the chair, isn't he?
It is rough.
Pardon?
It is rough.
Can you see him?
Yeah.
Well, let's get clothes on and then you can go outside, can't you? Cheeky.
Watch Felix.
Watch Felix, yes.
Look, Felix.
When we get ready to go to Stockport, you can go in your pushchair.
Yeah.
And you can sit outside a few minutes while Mummy's putting a coat on and locking the door. And you're bound to see Felix then, aren't you? Mm. I think you were starting with a cold, Thomas.
Yeah.
There was one day last week when we were both sneezing and we're fine, but...
Yeah.
You look a bit of a funny colour. You're holding your nose.
Yeah.
And you're being very ratty.
Yeah.
What are you, ratty? Yes, well, Felix is back again now.
Back again now?
He's back again now.
Back then. Look, Felix.
Hello, Felix.
Big high up.
Big high up, yes, you're big high up. You're on the table having your bottom changed, aren't you? When are you going to start using...
Big nips.
Big nips?
Yeah, mum, big nips.
Oh, don't be cheeky.
Now, Felix has been a big tummy.
Has Felix got a big tummy?
Yeah.
Perhaps he eats a lot of food.
Yeah.
Lots of food going into his tummy.
Yeah.
Poor old Thomas. Are you yawning?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hard life, isn't it?
Doctor's hot now.
What's hot now?
The dark moon.
It's not dark, it's quite sunny outside. It's a lovely day.
Yeah.
Thought it was going to rain before, but it looks quite pleasant.
Shining.
It's shining. The sun is shining.
The news about a daddy.
Well, we can play in the garden later, can't we? But
Nose and a little.
Oh, is Felix licking his nose?
In a chair.
Yes, he's gone underneath the chair. I think he's gone home now, Thomas. He's gone back next door, hasn't he?
Yeah. Thomas Hines. Felix done.
I think Felix has gone home.
Breakfast.
Yes, he's probably gone home for his breakfast.
Tea time.
Well, tea time?
Yeah.
Just think, if he eats breakfast and has tea. Yes, his tummy's going to be really big, isn't it?
Too
long. Right, would you let's lie down, just let's get this nappy on.
Nice.
The talcum powder's nice.
Yeah.
Makes you...
With peas on.
With peas on?
Very high up.
Big high up. Your legs are in the air, aren't they? Are you going to start using your potty again? You used to use it all the time.
Potty.
You've gone back, haven't you?
A potty. Yes, sit down on the potty, please.
Sit down on the potty, please.
No.
Well, you don't need to know, do you? But
what?
Later on, we'll bring it down. See now.
Don't you know?
See what?
That's Felix.
You're watching Phoenix. We've got to post a birthday card as well today when we go out, Thomas.
Yeah.
Are you going to do some drawing to go inside it?
Drawing.
There's a piece of paper and some crayons.
What colour is the white one? The white. The little one of these. Yellow.
Yes, yellow would be nice, wouldn't it?
Ooh.
Nice semi colour.
Blue tummy.
Mummy's got a blue tummy. She's wearing a blue t-shirt. You're wearing a blue t-shirt. Look, it's going over your head. Arms in your sleeves. It's a loud noise. What was that loud noise?
Blue t-shirt.
What is it?
Blue t-shirt.
I can't tell what you're saying. Ooh. No, Thomas, just let Mummy get you dressed.
No. Let Mummy be Mummy need milk.
Want to sit on my knee for some milk?
Yes, Mummy.
Well, we'll have some milk before we go out. You've not long finished your breakfast, have you?
No.
What's that on the bottom of the socks?
Numbers.
You've got blue and white stripy socks on, and on the bottom, noughts and crosses in a sort of rubber material, so you can walk on the floor in your socks and not slip.
No slip. What a slip.
I've not heard you say numbers before. Did you say numbers?
Yeah.
The letters, noughts and crosses, O's and X's.
Okay, Mummy.
O's and X's, noughts and crosses. You need to put your legs through your shorts. Mummy shouldn't do.
Daddy.
Yes, I know. Daddy taught you to do that, didn't he? Swing the lampshade in the dining room. Daddy was naughty. No, you're doing it and you're being naughty. Right, let go. Look at Mummy now.
Oh, okay, Mummy.
Okay, Mummy. Okay, Thomas.
Hi, Mummy.
Oh, dear. Have you put on weight because I'm having the chocolate shorts on?
The light.
No, don't mess with the light, Thomas. Oh. Yes, it will hit you on the head. It's silly. The ambulance will come. I don't think the ambulance will come, Thomas, because... No.
A fight. this? What's this, Mummy?
That's the light bulb. Don't touch that.
That's ambulance.
I think ever since we said to you, if you hurt yourself, the ambulance will have to come, you've been deliberately trying to hurt yourself because you fancy the ambulance coming along, don't you?
Yeah, Tom.
But it won't, Thomas. The ambulance will only come if you have a genuine accident. If it's something you do... The digger might come, yes. But listen, if it's something you do yourself through being silly... The ambulance is just going to leave you and say, oof, silly boy. Not bothering with him, he's been silly.
A big truck?
Well, a big truck might come, yes, but it wouldn't take you to hospital.
No.
Where would the big truck take you?
Just driving short night. Yeah.
Where would it take you?
Short night.
Shut the gate?
Yeah. Door.
Alright, so let's put your slippers on. Red slippers. That's it. Your hair's brushed, you're dressed. Teeth are clean, face and hands are washed. Are you ready for the day?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big kiss. You were a bit ratty before, weren't you?
Yeah.
What was the matter? I know you were crying, but why were you crying?
Mummy knee.
You want to sit on my knee? Oh, Thomas, he's been wimpy pimpy this morning. Look at your stripy socks. Smart, aren't they?
What, Pippin?
No, you're not watching Pippin. Poe will be on in a few minutes. Teletubbies. Let's see what Poe's getting up to today.
What, Felix?
Yes, you watch Felix until it's time for the television. Can you see him?
Yeah.
Can you? What's he doing?
Brushing trees.
Is he brushing the trees?
Yeah.
Bet he's not really. Is he?
Brushing trees. Yeah.
And if he's brushing my trees, he'll get told off, won't he?
Yeah. Tommy. Eat a bubble. Get a bubble, man. Get a bubble.
You're going to kick the football?
Yeah. No, like it done.
It's a different time during the holidays, isn't it? Well, it's not started yet, has it?
Not Paul on a minute.
Paul's on in a minute? Do you think so?
Not Peter. Not.
Do you think, oh Thomas, you're hurting me, don't? Do you think it's on after this?
Yeah.
What can you see?
Postman.
Postman?
Yeah.
They look like pussycats in yellow suits. Look, there's Uncle Brian putting his rubbish out.
Big man, Tommy.
Yes.
Hello, Brian.
You need to wave.
Brian. More Brian.
More Brian?
Yeah. More rubbish.
More rubbish? It is rubbish you're saying, isn't it?
Bing my tummy. Bing my.
coming. Who's that? Is that Peggy's daughter in the white, in the blue car?
Yeah. Polly.
Yes, Peggy was poorly, wasn't she? She's better now.
Oh, Forrest.
What's she looking at? Oh, look, there's Brian with his lawnmower. Can you hear that noise? It's Brian cutting the grass, isn't it? He's out at the front with his lawnmower.
Hello, Brian. Sorry.
What are you saying, hello, Brian? Sorry, what have you done to Brian that you need to apologise for?
Hello. There's
an elephant and a mouse on the television. And that's Tom and Jerry. Pussycat and the Mouse are called Tom and Jerry.
Polo!
Polo?
Yeah. Ready. Oh, see, a big digger.
A big digger? Now that's lovely, isn't it? That's a birthday card in the shape of a JCB digger.
Hello.
It's got all glitter on it.
In the mixer on the road.
Yeah, it's like the mixer going round and round.
Ryan, sit down.
I think...
Poe. It is Poe.
Yes, it's Poe. Oh, it's a birthday card. Poe.
The nose. Blue one. Ryan, no. The nose.
Is that?
Dipsy.
That's Dipsy. That's a birthday card in the shape of Dipsy. That's lovely, isn't it?
My nose.
Oh, look, and they've lifted up Dipsy's face and there's a photograph of a baby underneath.
My nose.
Oh!
What?
That's a penguin, Thomas.
No.
And what can you see down there? Some fish?
Fish.
I tell you what, these birthday cards are getting more adventurous, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah.
We sent a birthday
card. Orange fish.
Orange fish. We sent a card to BBC Television for your first birthday, didn't we?
Yeah.
We didn't send one for your second because Mummy wasn't organised.
Pooh, Bear.
Pooh, Bear and Tigger, that's right.
Maybe Tigger. Sonia and Isabel.
You're thinking because Sonia and Isabel like Pooh Bear, don't they? They have a lot of Pooh Bear things. And that card says, happy third birthday, Amy, whoever Amy is. And that birthday card's got balloons in the corner.
The ones. Say lamp.
The street lamp. Did you suddenly see the street lamp?
No. Tape.
The tape? So yeah. I think we ought to turn the tape off in a moment, don't you? Yeah. If you want to watch Teletubbies.
Take off, Mummy.
Take off, Mummy.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Will we do some more taping later?
With a postman, Mark.
Oh, look, it's Postman Pat.
And the postman box.
Oh, look, that little boy, age 3, is called Henry. And he's sitting in the back of Postman Pat's van, and the registration number, registration plate says H-E-N-R-Y, Henry. That's your middle name, isn't it, Henry?
Yeah.
Choo-choo. A choo-choo.
From the beach.
Well, that little boy called Henry was wearing a green T-shirt that said Henry from Thomas the Tank Engine. And this card is for James. Right, let's just turn the sound up so you can hear Poe, and then we'll turn the tape off.
Yeah.
What,
Poe?
Watch Poe.
comes from far away. Teletubbies come to play.
What are those? One,
two, three, four.
Yeah!
Who's coming now?
Poe!
You tell Mummy which Teletubbies you can see. Who's that?
Me.
Who's that?
It's Poe. Tape on.
Tape on, yes, we've still got the tape on, haven't we? We shouldn't have, really.
Sheepo. La, po.
La and Po. Are they all winning? Oh, big hugs.
Yeah. And my knee.
Mummy knee?
Yeah.
For a big hug?
It's tea time. Yeah.
Is it tea time? Have they all gone home to Home Hill?
Big Bear. Yeah.
Where have the Teletubbies gone? Did you say Big Bear?
Yeah. Really? What
bang? Right, we'll turn the tape off now and then we'll put it back on when the Bin Bag Men come. The bin bag's ready.
Yeah.
What's happening? Are the men going round gathering up all the bags? Can you see them collecting all the bags? You've just woken up, haven't you?
Not too much.
Can you see? What's the men doing over there, Thomas? Oh, you've just woken up and the sun is so bright, shining in your eyes, isn't it? You're not interested.
Asleep.
You're asleep. But they're just getting the bags from Sue's house.
Hmm.
Are you not really interested, Thomas?
No.
No. What's that? Can you hear the light coming?
Yeah.
Oh dear, poor Thomas. What shall we do when the bin men have been?
The
bin bag lorry. What shall we do when they've collected the bags? Shall we go outside? It's a really nice afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hot. Bin bag lorry. Oh, did you see that butterfly?
Yeah.
Do you think the man will wave at us like he usually does? Hold on now. What's all done? You're asleep. I think you could do it a bit longer, couldn't you, really? Trouble is, Thomas, if Mummy lets you sleep much longer, you won't sleep tonight, will you? The sun very bright. Is it shining right on Thomas? Sue's house yet and pick up rubbish there. You've not missed them altogether. Look. You went back to sleep, sweetheart. Look, can you see?
Yeah.
Throw your bags in.
Sure.
See, they're throwing your bags in the truck, aren't they?
I'm going now.
You're going now. Do you hear the men shouting at the drive? It's a drive off. That's it, that's the rubbish from Sue's house now going in the back. That's all right, look, can you see?
Yeah.
Whoops, they throw one bag in and it's fallen straight out. Whoopsie daisy.
Okay now.
Well done now.
Now an hour.
What do you say? Bye bye.
Bye bye.
See you next week.
Me.
You spilling milk in the chair?
Yeah.
It's alright, did it go on your legs?
Yeah.
Would you like to just move and then we'll wipe it up. Would you like some milk?
No.
No? I thought you wanted a drink. Would you like to sit on Mummy's knee?
Yeah.
For some milk?
Thomas get it.
Thomas get it, that's right. You get it. And shall we sit in Mummy's chair?
Yeah.
This one over here. There you are. Mummy's going to sort the tea out now, Thomas.
Yeah. Mummy, carry.
Mummy, carry?
Yes.
What would you like me to carry? You?
Mummy, carry the butter and pan, yeah? To the pan.
Pardon?
Oh, Mummy, oh!
You say something about a pan?
And the butter, yeah.
Pasta?
Yes.
Peas. Yes, you're having pasta.
Peas.
And peas.
Yes.
And what else?
Sausage.
Sausage, that's right.
Peas. Pot.
What did you say then? Fork or pork?
Pork.
Pork. Pork sausage?
And a walk.
Could you say pork or walk or fork or...
Walk.
Thomas, be careful. You'll hurt your head. Would you like to sit at your chair, please?
This way.
This way, that's right.
What's this, Mummy?
That's pasta. Can you just sit in your chair? Oh, there we are, sweet boy. What about your elbow, then?
Yes.
Sorry. The lid's off the sandpit. I think I better go outside and cover it up. Daddy's home in good time, isn't he? Because he had an appointment after work. Who's this now?
Daddy.
Daddy?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to get a pen.
Hello.
Hello, Daddy. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, Daddy's got a plaster on his thumb. Oh, dear. Is Daddy poorly?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, dear.
Polly.
You've been a good boy today. What have you been doing?
Pee, my dear. Daddy's just peas.
He's just waiting for his peas to cool. Sausage, pasta and peas.
Do you like that?
The peas are a little bit too hot yet, darling. Is that good?
Crunchy.
Crunchy? It shouldn't be crunchy. That's Mummy's best pasta. Daddy's poor me. He's got a plaster on his finger, hasn't he? No, I don't think those peas are too hot now. That's cooked on Mummy's new cooker, Thomas. So it should taste much better than last week. What would you like to drink, orange or blackcurrant?
Black
currant.
What's Thomas doing now?
What's Thomas doing now?
Banging.
You're banging the table with your spoon, aren't you? It's not really nice, is it, to do that? No, Thomas, don't do that, please. That's silly, isn't it?
No.
The spoon's gone on the floor where you threw it.
A big bang.
Now don't bang the table, Thomas. You went to a restaurant or somebody's house for a meal and you started banging your spoon on the table. Throw you out without any dinner. It's bad manners.
Good manners.
No, not good manners. Normally we tell you you've got good manners, but if you bang your spoon on the table...
Good manners.
That's bad manners.
A big manner.
Bad manners. Not nice.
Mummy's matcha.
Mummy's pasta, is it really nice? Tasty.
Very pretty.
Pardon?
Very pretty, the nut and the winner.
I know, he's got a plaster on his finger.
Ah.
Yes, on that finger. I'm just going to cover up the sandpit, Thomas.
Yeah, Mummy.
Bye. Shall we go for a little walk after tea? You're not talking to me now. Are you ignoring your mummy?
Yes.
Oh, charming. Are you going to eat something other than the pasta?
Mummy's pasta.
Mummy's pasta, yes. Are you going to eat some peas?
Mummy's pasta.
Thomas' pasta.
Bite! Bite!
Bite?
Bite, bite.
What about some sausage? You seem very thirsty.
Daddy poorly.
Yes, Daddy's got a poorly finger, hasn't he?
Look, yeah. It's this finger.
It's this finger, isn't it? Yes.
This one.
This one?
Yes.
I think it's this one.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a plaster on your finger?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. No, I don't think you have. You had an elastic plaster on your knee when you fell. Do you remember the day you fell and hurt your knee?
Yes.
And Auntie Sharon put a plaster on it, didn't she, for you? And then did you have Grandad's special cream?
Mm. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
One pea dub.
One pea gone? Did the peas roll off your spoon?
Yeah.
Don't worry, there's plenty more there. We'll pick others up later. Try some sausage. No, no sausage.
That's it.
You just like pasta, don't you?
I do.
And what about banana and yoghurt afterwards?
Yeah. Daddy's knee.
You like eating bananas on Daddy's knee, don't you?
Big one.
The big banana?
No more.
Well, there's only one banana left in the fruit bowl and it's not a very big one. But it's that or nothing.